This is New Jersey's home for the hits of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More classic oldies, back to back, starting at high noon here on WMTR Morristown, Greater Media Station. Welcome to WMTR's Ask the Expert with Jesse Fries. To have your questions answered on today's topic, dial 973-267-WMTR. That's 973-267-9687. Now here's Ask the Expert host, Jesse Fries.
Thank you and welcome to Ask the Expert, the show designed to keep you informed on WMTR 1250 AM, WMTRAM.com, and TalkStreamLive.com. I'm Jesse Fries, Julie Briggs and I host the award-winning Your New Jersey Connection and Ask the Expert, the longest-running ahead-of-the-curve talk shows on the station and in the state of New Jersey. Are you tired of being chronically ill, overweight, depressed, not getting or finding the relief you need? Are your allergies killing you? Do you acquire new symptoms when treating old ones? This morning's guest on this portion of Ask the Expert, director of the Next Level Healing Center, Susan Rick RN, says, quote, "Don't wait until your symptoms begin disrupting your life." Their system has helped hundreds and hundreds of patients achieve their next level of health and get relief as a result of a proven healing system. You can discover for yourself the extraordinary feeling of superior health that comes from a boosted immunity, normalized metabolism, and elimination of body toxins. Susan Richter, RN, is a certified digestive health specialist, certified nutrition counselor, certified colon hydrotherapist, author of an informative monthly tips newsletter, and she's a guest speaker, including Gary Knowles' seminar. We've had Gary Knowles on the show, Center for Holistic Healing, Community Chiropractic, Fordham University, and numerous health expos and television and radio health shows. Susan will share with us the essential healing steps to superior health for a better quality of life and patients' testimonies. And as a result of this enzyme, all natural nutrition, chemical free healing system, it really, really has helped so many people. And welcome to the show, Susan Richter, RN. So good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Jesse. It's nice to be here.
You know, Susan, before we delve into the next level healing process of which you are director and how it works, tell us how and why this process came about. How did you get started?
Well, I didn't originally begin with nutrition. I began helping people by detoxing and helping them remove things from their body that were making them sick. For example, lead toxicity or things such as that. And I realized that just helping people detox wasn't the answer. I also had to help them nourish. You can't detoxify if you don't have the energy to rebuild. So 25 years ago, I started looking for another solution besides detoxing. And I studied many of the brands that offer a way of diagnosing or analyzing what's happening in the body. And my criteria was that it had to be a natural product and they had to have a form or a way of analyzing the body so that you could match the product with the problem. I studied Metagenics, Thorne Research, Standard Process, pure encapsulations, anything that came along that had a system attached to it, and nothing worked. But you have to understand that the profile of the person that I was working with, because detoxing isn't easy, it was always at the bottom of the list. First, they would go to the medical profession,
yes.
And the medical profession didn't work. And then they would go to the health food store, and then they would go to the internet, and they would listen to all their friends. So people that were coming to me because I was at the bottom of the list. And they didn't get relief from detoxing. So I knew I had to do something. And 10 years ago, I met Dr. Howard Loomis, who is the founder of Enzyme Formulations. And at the time, I happened to have Lyme disease. And overnight, he helped me tremendously. And I realized that this was a new path for me, and this might actually be what everything else was missing, because you can do everything right, just like all my clients were doing. They were eating organic foods. They were buying the best supplements that money could buy.
Something was missing.
They had eliminated all of the toxic things in their life, including detaching the garage, and they still weren't well. So Dr. Loomis said the answer is digestion, because if you're eating the right kind of food, you should be getting the nutrients that you
from
need.
It.
Right.
And so you had, you said you had Lyme disease, which must have felt like a chronic illness that was sapping your energy and preventing you from living a more vibrant, fulfilling, and healthy life. So out of this adversity, isn't it amazing that out of this adversity, you discovered this wonderful enzyme nutritional program that has helped literally hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, you have some great testimonies in your background, Susan Richter. But you were desperate for relief, so you took healing into your own hands, and you were shocked to find out how little of the nutrients from foods were actually getting into your cells. Is that correct?
That's right. So enzymes, actually, there are three different types of enzymes. Everyone knows that the body makes enzymes to help you digest your food, but what they don't know is that every cell in your body, in the DNA of every cell of every living thing, you are making enzymes. So without them, not only can you not digest your food, but you can't see or hear or think or walk or talk. So that's the second type of enzyme. There's the ones that digest your food, and then there are the ones that your body makes. And then there are the ones that come with right in the food itself. So if we were eating totally raw organic food all the time, there would be enough enzymes in the food to digest itself. But it's not practical. Where are you going to get a raw protein?
That's right. So does it come in powder form? Does it come in a pill form? How do you get the enzyme?
Well, the enzymes are powdered and they're grown. They can't be made in a lab. And when they have the right environment, which includes water, the right pH, something to work on, then they activate. So when they activate, they break the food down into small enough particles that your body can absorb them through the gut wall and process them through the liver and the kidneys and deliver them to the cells.
So you're saying today, and I believe this, that most people's bodies are starving for essential nutrients, and they don't get the nutrients they need to function properly. I mean, how did you discover this? Did you first tried it out on yourself?
Well, when I had Lyme disease, my practice cut way back in hours. I was only seeing maybe two people a day, and I was pretty sick. And one of the people that came was a registered nurse from South Jersey, and she was dramatically improved. And from where I sit, that's unusual. So I asked her what she was doing, and she told me that she was studying with Dr. Howard Loomis, and she was using his products. So he happened to be in Philadelphia that weekend, and somehow I got there, and I got his ear during a break, and I talked to him about my situation, and he said to me, young lady, you're not digesting protein, it happened to be. And then he set some examples for me and explained how that works, because when you don't digest protein, it doesn't become amino acids. And amino acids feed everything white. They feed the white fibers of the muscles. They feed the bones and the teeth. They feed the mucosal lining of the digestive tract, and they feed the white blood cells. So without this essential nutrient, you become susceptible. Your structure begins to fall and falter. You no longer have the protection. So at that point, which was during a lunch break, I think, he reached into his pocket and he took out his little pill box, and he scooped out five pills and wrapped them up in a napkin and gave them to me and said, try this. And I went home, the skeptic that I am, and I looked up enzymes, because he said that if you look in any medical dictionary or you go to a hospital library, you can look up enzymes because they're part of life. And I did find three pages on enzymes in my nursing books, and I said, okay, what the heck? And I threw down those five pills, and the next morning I felt markedly better.
So you got results that quickly from the five pills?
I did, but I don't promise that kind of result for everyone because I don't take drugs, and a lot of times when you're in an advanced stage of Lyme, since that's what we're talking mm-hmm. about right now, you've already taken many drugs because
Absolutely.
Lyme starts as a bacteria on the surface of the skin, and it mutates to stay alive in your body until finally it's a spirochete, which is a spiral-shaped bacteria that screws itself into the hard tissue in your body like bones and tendons. So depending on what stage of Lyme disease you're in, there are antibiotics that only treat certain things. So I can't promise instant results for the big issue that you have, but I can promise you a better quality of life. I can promise you more energy during the day and better sleep at night.
Well, people will be grateful because there are so many people in the state of New Jersey and, of course, Connecticut and all the tri-state area that have Lyme disease, and I understand that the ticks will be more prevalent this year than in a decade. So people really have to get a handle on it, and it's nice to know that there is an answer such as you suggest, enzymes.
Well, there are always alternatives, and I believe that the original medicine was dug out of the ground or scraped off the tree or plucked off the bush. That's where original medicine came from. It was living. And then we extracted the active ingredient, and that became our medicine. And then we began using petrochemicals to copy the active ingredient. So it has a chemical, chemically, it's identical to the particular root that you mm-hmm. found results with. But if you ate the root, you would have a different reaction in your body than you do when you take a chemical.
And today, there's so many side effects with the drugs today. It's nice to know that this is all natural. I mean, when yeah. you see the side effects of some of the drugs that are being advertised on television, I just cannot understand it. You know, it goes from everything from, death up to death from taking these drugs.
Well, unless you lie to me on your signs and symptoms form, I really can't give you side effects.
Mm-hmm.
The one side effect that I'm always very concerned about is heartburn, because heartburn is an indication that there is a breakdown on the mucosal lining in the
digestive
tract.
So many people have heartburn.
And typically, you're given a proton pump inhibitor to treat heartburn. But the fact of the matter is that you could have too little hydrochloric acid in your stomach, or you could have too much. You're going to have the same symptoms.
So how do you find
heartburn.
That balance? How can the ordinary person find that balance?
Well, one test that you could do, and it's a very simple test, is how does your body react to vinegar? When you take the vinegar, do you feel better or do you feel worse? And we do a palpation exam in my office, because when there's stress in a certain organ or a system, then the body attempts to heal it. It sends the red blood cells there with nutrients. It sends the white blood cells there to clean things up. And what happens is the muscles around it get tight. So when you palpate, when you put your hand on someone, which is how doctors used to, that's how they used to analyze what was going on with you. They would put their hands on you and they'd poke and prod. Now we have many different tests, of course, to help a doctor figure out what's wrong with you. But I stick with the basics. I do a 24-hour urinalysis. I look at any tests that you already have. And I do a palpation. And that palpation helps me find tightness in the muscle. What we're looking for is tightness in the muscle. And it's related to the acupuncture point, for example. So when there's tightness in the muscle and I ask you, do you get heartburn, and you say no, my red flags are up right away, because If there is a breakdown of the mucosal lining, then you're not properly digesting protein to begin with. Remember I said that protein becomes an amino acid.
Mm-hmm.
And the amino acid feeds everything white, including the mucosal lining in the digestive tract. Well, protease is the enzyme that digests protein. And if you have a compromised mucosal lining and I give you protease, you may be very uncomfortable.
So what are the main symptoms of poor digestion? So if you're not digesting fats, as you have said, you have canker sores, boils, muscle and tendon weakness, stiffness, dry skin, psoriasis, eczema. I am shocked to see how many symptoms all of this causes.
Well,
I mean, what are the symptoms, for instance, of carbohydrate intolerance? You said speech impediments, stuttering, stammering,
sure.
Inability to relax or be serene or frequent sore throat, and protein deficiency. I'm very interested in that. Symptoms, inability to handle stress. And, of course, we are riddled with stress today.
Well, carbohydrate digestion is very interesting because as you get older, you have a thought in your head that doesn't translate to the mouth. Or you go into a room and forget why you went there. So when you don't digest protein, you have this disconnection between the body and the mind and carbohydrates. That's what we're talking about. So the enzyme that digests carbohydrates is called amylase. And amylase breaks the carbohydrates down into vitamins and minerals, and that's where you get your energy, glucose. You get your energy from glucose. Protein deficiency means that you're just not making enough protease to break down the protein, and it will manifest as problems with your back, a clicking jaw, which is always interesting if you just open and close your jaw, or if you have TMJ pain, this is an indication that you're not properly digesting protein. If you have difficulty healing, especially after an athletic injury, this is an indication of not digesting protein.
Well, you cover that all, Susan Richter. This is absolutely fascinating, and I think you've really discovered, made a great discovery that'll help a lot of people. I've got to go on a quick break. This is Sassy Expert on WMTR 1250 AM, WMTRAM.com, and TalkStreamLive.com with Susan Richter, RN, Director of the Next Level Healing Center that has helped thousands of patients achieve their next level of health when other methods have failed. I'm Jesse Fries. We'll be right back with Susan Richter, RN.
Oh, boy. The warm weather is almost here.
Shouldn't you be happy about that?
I wish I could be, but I can't even wear shorts like everyone else.
What do you mean?
Well, it's the veins on my legs. Varicose veins. They're very noticeable.
Oh, I always wondered why you wore long pants in 80-degree heat.
Yeah, I guess my secret's out.
Well, I used to have the worst spider veins, and Earl had that rope-like bulging just beneath the skin, but we had them taken care of.
Taken care of?
Yeah, we set up appointments with Dr. Rex Gassemi of Advanced Cardiology Vein Practice.
Dr. Gassemi? I think I've heard of him. Was it painful? I'm always nervous about that kind of stuff.
Not at all. It was laser therapy. We were both done in about an hour, and we both walked right out of the office when we were through. You should call Dr. Gassemi. Here, his number's on my cell, 973-942-1141, or go to his website at advancedcardiologypractice.com.
Definitely. I'll program him into my phone. What's his number again? Slowly.
973-942-1141. Starting to look forward to summer now?
You know what? I am.
WMTR's Dodge Magnum Madness. WMTR and the John Johnson Automotive Group want to give you the chance to win a beautiful pre-owned Dodge Magnum SXT. This one is bright red with a leather interior. You're going to love it. To qualify, listen to WMTR weekdays between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. for the Dodge Magnum Madness Sounder. We'll play it six times throughout the day right before one of your favorite classic oldies. When you hear two of the six Dodge Magnum Madness songs, head to WMTRAM.com and let us know what they were. The WMTR morning team will draw two qualifiers each day and announce them on the air at around 9:20. All qualifiers will be in the running for the sensational pre-owned Dodge Magnum SXT. It's WMTR and John Johnson Automotive Group's Dodge Magnum Madness. Details at WMTRAM.com.
WMTR's Dodge Magnum Madness is driven to you by the John Johnson Automotive Group. For all your Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, Jeep, and pre-owned automotive needs, call 800-GET-DODGE.
And now we return to Ask the Expert on AM 1250 Classic Oldies WMTR.
Welcome back. If your allergies are killing you or you suffer from symptoms that don't prove to be a diagnosis, if nothing else has helped, headaches, stiff joints, digestive problems, anxiety, depression, or sleepless nights, psoriasis, take your health to the next level by calling Susan Richter, RN, at 973-586-0626 or go to nextlevelhealing.com. It's a wealth of information. Susan, very quickly, tell us about that 24-hour urinalysis and what you divides out of those symptoms.
Well, a 24-hour urinalysis is exactly that. When you wake up in the morning before you start your day, you would flush that first catch because that's representative of the food that you ate yesterday. And then you would collect your urine, every drop of it, all day, all night, and you would get the first catch the next day. That makes it a full 24 hours. Then you would send a sample of that to a lab. There are only about 5 labs in the country that that test the way that we need it done, because we test not only the basic dipstick stuff, but we also test 19 other different things. And that tells me the condition of the small intestine, the large intestine, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, the stomach, the lungs, the autonomic nervous system. And it also tells me the levels of vitamin C, magnesium, calcium, potassium.
That's amazing.
And that's one of the diagnostic tools that I use. It is the most scientific of what I use. And I also use your prior 2 blood works. That tells me a lot about where your future health is going, where a urinalysis tells me what are you doing with your food right now and how has it affected your body that you haven't digested protein since birth. For example, if you took mother's milk and you poured it into a glass and then right next to that glass you put a glass of formula, infant formula, within minutes you will see the mother's milk begin to separate because it's a living food. All living things have enzymes in them, so mother's milk will digest itself. Eventually there will be solids at the bottom of that glass and the baby will poop out the solid and will absorb the liquid because that's where the nutrition is. In the other glass, the formula will continue to look just like formula forever.
Yes, so this really is an indication of what's wrong with the body, and I think that's so important, Susan Richter. Very quickly, though, what is the difference between nutrition and enzyme nutrition?
Well, nutrition comes from food. If you look it up in the medical dictionary, it will tell you that it's a food source. Unfortunately, many of the supplements that you would buy in the health food store or somewhere else over the counter or on the internet are actually not from a food source. They're copies of the food, but they're not actually the food itself. Of course, to put it in a capsule, you have to remove the enzymes from it. So anything that's cooked or processed or that's been exposed to radiation won't have enzymes in it. So that's the way of preserving the food and keeping it on the shelf for a longer period of time. So the difference between that nutrition and enzyme nutrition is enzyme nutrition puts the enzymes right in the capsule. When we make a formula, it's a food source. It's plants, for example. And they've been analyzed, how much protein, how much fat, how much carbohydrate, and the enzymes are added to them. So as soon as you swallow them, they activate.
Oh, that sounds marvelous. We've got a caller, Steve from Essex Fells. Your question, please.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to find out, my wife frequently gets restless leg syndrome. Can you tell me why that happens and what can be done about it?
Restless leg syndrome, Susan?
Well, restless leg syndrome usually happens when the body is at rest, and when these nerve impulses come, it's because the body doesn't have enough calcium. Calcium is part of the protein sector of our diet. So if you're taking calcium and she still has, if she's taking calcium and she still has restless legs, it's because she's not digesting the calcium in whatever source it is. So we would give you a formula that has plant-based calcium. Now, God does interesting things because he not only makes plants that are very high in calcium, but also within that plant you have enough vitamin D to get the calcium where it's supposed to go and enough vitamin K and everything that you need to actually use that calcium in the right way. People that get cramps or restlessness during the day are more likely to be potassium deficient. So the way that we fix restless legs is to get her out of that recliner, first of all, because it puts her structure in a very bad place and she burns up calcium faster than most people do. Structure is very important when you're looking at a symptom such as restless legs, and structure is one of the things that we analyze. For example, is one hip higher than the other? And if so, then one leg is longer than the other, and when you walk on that leg, you're going to shock your body more than if your legs were of equal length.
Thank you for that call this morning. We hope that helped you.
Yes, it was. I've never heard anybody give it that much detail.
Well, she really, Susan Richter RN, really has helped so much, many problems from anxiety, depression, sleepless nights, headaches, stiff joints, digestive problems, and to take your health to the next level, go to @nextlevelhealing.com. Unfortunately, our time has come to a close. This has gone all too quickly. Susan, I want to, on the next time I have you on, touch on colon cleansing, which is so important, and so many other mind-body connections that are really paramount for one healing. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. So discover yourself, the extraordinary feeling of superior health that comes from a boosted immunity, normalized metabolism, and elimination of body toxins, and take your toxins and take your health to the next level. Call 973-586-0626 or email them. And do you have your email address for us?
Sure. It's susan@nextlevelhealing.com.
Susan Richter, RN, Director of Next Level of Health, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to the next broadcast with you.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I enjoyed our time together.
I'm Jesse Freese. Stay tuned. Coming up, the amazing Kreskin, the world's foremost mentalist, and he's got some predictions that are pretty right on target. I'm Jesse Freese. We'll be right back with the amazing Kreskin.